On Misericordia University Week, art that looks at the past can also inform the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rebecca Steinberger, professor of English, reads a play that makes a case for our actions today.
Matt Hartley's EM depicts the plague's arrival in the English village in 1665. In a community fraught with social and religious dissension, the villagers are forced with the choice, flee or isolate. If EM's villagers can unify to stop the spread of disease, can't we? Set in the Derbyshire village of the same name, Hartley's 2018 play explicates how the choice to self-isolate resulted in stopping the spread of plague to nearby communities. However, it led to the death of more than half of its residents. Fear and anxiety reside in EM before the pandemic. The new church leader attempts to reassure his new parishioners, "My intention is not to erase the past. The world, though, moves forward. Holding on to the past will only cause harm. Forward thinking is needed to thrive and survive." When the plague arrives on fabric sent to the tailor from London, Hartley's play addresses fear of contagion, self-isolation, social distancing, and gradual easing of restrictions that clearly reflect our own reality. Throughout, the play parallels the various stages each county, state, and nation has undergone in the COVID-19 pandemic. By staggering the relaxation of certain rules and lockdowns via a gradual reopening, the thought is to prevent another outbreak. Before flattening the curve became part of daily discourse, Hartley's play exemplifies the historical success of this ideology. In addition, the unification of community and selfless acts led to the lives saved, in EOM as well as surrounding areas. After reading this powerful plague play during COVID-19, one wonders how many names will be read among the dead as the curtain closes on our own drama.
That was Rebecca Steinberger of Misericordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.